Greetings in Christ Jesus, and welcome once again to another edition of Twin Steeples. I am your host, Pastor Joe Nauman. Twin Steeples is a production of Emmanuel Evangelical Lutheran Church. Today is June 3rd, 2020. Today we'd like to begin with a devotion found from Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen." This coming Sunday is what is known in the church calendar as Trinity Sunday, which is the beginning of what we call the non-festival half of the church year. Runs from now, which is about the beginning of June, all the way through about the end of November, when we celebrate Christ the King Sunday and make our way through Advent once more to remember the celebration of the coming of our Lord Jesus in the manger. But today is what we, this coming weekend, is what is known as Trinity Sunday, in which we celebrate the divine nature of our God. Now, Trinity is one of those interesting words that is not found in the Bible. It's a word that mankind has come up with that describes how God describes himself in Scripture. And that word is triune, three in one. I always remind my confirmation kids, think of a tricycle and how many wheels a tricycle has, and then think of a unicycle. How many wheels does a unicycle have? One, of course. So the triune reminds us of three in one. And that's what our God is. And it's very clear in Scripture. In fact, over 20 times, we see all three persons mentioned in just one verse. And the verse that we're looking at today is one of the most well-known of those Trinitarian verses referencing all three persons of God. Now, what's interesting about the Trinity is that it's something that we can say fairly simply, our God is triune, our God is three in one, but it's something that is truly impossible for us to understand. How God the Father can be separate from God the Son, who is not God the Holy Spirit, and yet all three persons are indeed one God. And so we see here in Matthew chapter 28, Jesus, some of Jesus' last words to his disciples, where he gives them what is known as the Great Commission. And in that Great Commission, he tells his disciples to go and make disciples of all nations, and here's how they're to do that, two parts. Number one, by baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. So this is a key. Before someone would be baptized, they are to understand exactly, to understand the truth that we do have a triune God, a Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Therefore, we see later on in Scripture where several disciples did not have an understanding of who the Holy Spirit was, and so they were rebaptized because in their initial baptism they were not baptized with the Holy Spirit. So this leads to our teaching on baptism as to why we baptize only those who have that, who have been instructed in the truths of who the true God is and what each person then does. So with each person of the Trinity, we ascribe to them different works, different things that they've done specifically for our good. And so with God the Father, we ascribe to him creation and preservation. That is, he made the world and he keeps the world. With God the Son, we ascribe to him the work of redemption, how he bought us back from sin, death, and the devil through his perfect life, innocent death, and glorious resurrection. With the Holy Spirit, we ascribe to him the work of sanctification, both in the broad sense and the narrow sense, how he brings us to faith through the word, creating faith in our hearts, bringing us from being unbelievers to believers, and then also the strengthening of our day-to-day lives. This is the narrow version of sanctification, how he helps us to walk that Christian walk that we are to walk. And so it is important that a person who would be baptized understand that who the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is. Now, of course, this does not affect our teaching of infant baptism. We know that the word can work even among in infants, but when we baptize an adult, we want to make sure that they have that proper understanding. So Jesus gives to the disciples two instructions again. They're to baptize all nations, and they're also to teach them to observe all things that I have commanded you. They are to use all of God's word for the teaching and instruction of Christ's people. This means we don't simply baptize and then move along. We continue to grow in our faith and understanding of God's word. We continue to go to God's word and allow the Holy Spirit to work in our hearts that understanding so that we can become stronger and stronger and trust greater and greater in the work of God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit for our salvation. And this monumental task that God gives us in the Great Commission is then backed up by this wonderful promise of our Savior, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. Though we may seem daunting to us and something larger than we could possibly accomplish, Jesus gives us that reminder that indeed he is with us and that he will bless us. Let us pray. Lord Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus Christ, O Holy Spirit, we thank you for the wonderful gift of salvation planned out from eternity, won for us through the work of Jesus, and planted in our hearts through the Holy Spirit. We pray that you would continue to bless all of us in your word. Give us the strength and knowledge of the hope that was won for us through all of your works, and help us to share this wonderful message with others as you have called us to do. As we ponder on the truth of the Trinity, help us to set our reason aside and to believe and trust in you and your works. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. As we make our way through the week here at Emmanuel, we would remind everyone that there is our weekly online Bible study tonight on Zoom. We are switching topics, so if you're looking for a good time to hop in on a new Bible study, we're going to be kicking off a study on Colossians this evening. We're also hoping to make that available on our YouTube channel as well following the study this evening. That'll be at 7 o'clock. You can look for an email if you're on our bulletin email list. Otherwise, you can contact me at joseph.nauman@emmanuelmankato, and I can get you the link to the Zoom meeting so you can pop on and study Colossians with us. Otherwise, you can go to our YouTube channel. It'll be posted there later on. So again, that's 7 p.m. Central Time this evening on our Zoom meeting. As we've been making our way through our slow stages of reopening, we thank God that we were able to meet this last weekend. We had about 20 people in attendance on Saturday evening and about a little under 50, I believe, on Sunday morning for our service, for services last weekend. Again, we were not able to sing. We are required to wear masks the whole time. The deacons have received quite a bit of feedback from those services and from the members. And what they've decided to do is go from, last weekend we were offering three services. We had that 8 a.m. service offered. However, that ended up being canceled due to the low number of people registered for it. So they've decided that we're just going to stick with the two services again this weekend. So again, 6 p.m. Saturday evening and 10 a.m. Sunday morning, as we're used to. And they also have decided that they would like to open up the singing once again. So we praise God for that. But we also recognize that the warnings that have come from the Minnesota Department of Health saying that singing is a higher risk activity. So we want to make sure that everyone is aware of that, that the Department of Health has said that with singing, greater projectile of aerosols from your mouth come out, and there's a greater chance of getting sick through this because there are people singing. So we want to make you aware of the dangers and also help you to understand that if you feel nervous or unable to attend because of this detail, please let us know, and we'll be happy to try to make accommodations for you. But it seems as though we have a large number of people who understand the risks and would like to sing, so we're going to make that and post that everywhere we can and make sure everyone understands that we will be singing and that there is a greater risk to that, but that we're going to go ahead and go forward with that at this time. This past Monday, we had another online Zoom voters meeting. Teacher call was discussed. The Board of Ed has been authorized to use their authority to make a one-year call. So they're looking at switching a few things around with our current staff and perhaps issuing a one-year call to a member. Those details are still up in the air. Board of Ed met last night and are speaking to some of the faculty and staff today and tomorrow, determining how exactly we're going to go forward this year with the current teaching staff that we have. Also, a presentation was presented from the Board of Property on potential sanctuary remodel and update. Update would be pretty much a superficial update. New carpet, moving the pews a little bit, so forth. So there's a YouTube video that we are looking to make available to the entire congregation. Should be going out in email today or tomorrow. So look for that. And it's about a 10-minute video detailing kind of how the sanctuary would look following this update. So you can look for that. And there's also a spreadsheet that details the spending amount too. So it looks like quite a bit of work would be able to be done for a little under $10,000, I believe. last detail from the voters meeting that I wanted to cover for you is that with Mr. Mark Stelter, who is our church president, having had open heart surgery, he stepped down for a time, and Mr. Zach Leon has filled in. He filled in as pro temp for the last meeting, and he has agreed to do so going forward. He is also the chairman of council. He's also the chairman of the Board of Ed, so we thank Mr. Leon for the lot of work that he's been putting into the work at Emmanuel. And of course, as you know, his wife is also the church secretary. So we thank the whole Leon family for the sacrifices they're making for our congregation. And we pray that Mark would recover quickly and be able to return to work soon so that things can return back to the way that we've had them before. Coming up, I believe tomorrow he's arriving, our vicar, Drew Nauman. He would be my cousin. Who is coming up on his last year of seminary. He'll be coming, I believe, tomorrow. So we're going to hopefully, God willing, have an installation service for him either this weekend or the next weekend. And he'll be getting to work right away. We got a couple of projects lined up for him, reaching out to some shut-ins and working on the VBS program, depending on how that goes. And speaking of the VBS program, you'll be seeing a survey coming out, especially you parents of kids age 3 through 8th grade. We want some detail about what your hopes and expectations are for a vacation Bible school this summer. So look for that survey and please fill that out. Let us know what you're hoping for. We're not sure if we're going to do an online VBS or if most people said, well, if we have one, we'll just send our kids anyway, or if most people are thinking we're not quite ready to do that at this time yet. Please fill that out and let us know. Obviously, it's hard to tell right now because our VBS is scheduled for the final week of July, and of course we're in the first week of June, but as best as you are able to, please fill out that survey and help us out with those details. Last announcement I wanted to make is this past weekend, our dear brother in Christ, Dr. Burdette Carl Wheaton, passed away early Sunday morning, so the family's been working on details for the funeral service. That's going to be this Friday at 10 a.m. I will be officiating the service, and the rules for service that's coming up this weekend, including the singing, will be applied to the service as well. So there will be singing at this funeral. So if you attend, please make note of that there will be singing. If you do not feel comfortable attending, please feel free to not attend. And the family has stated to me that they understand if people do not feel comfortable attending at this time yet, and they certainly welcome your prayers and your condolences in other ways as you're able outside of the actual attending of the service. So today, as we wrap up our podcast, I wanted to just touch a little bit on that doctrine that we talked about in the Bible passage there about the doctrine of the Trinity and how that exactly works. There's been all kinds of different analogies that people have come up with to try to describe exactly what the Trinity is and the nature of the Trinity. I've heard all kinds of them. You know, the Trinity is like the sun. The sun produces heat. The sun produces light. The sun produces rays. But of course, that falls short really of what God is. Another example would be like God is like a man who is a man, a father, and a husband. But of course, that falls short because really it's all still the same person, even though he has three different roles. And we know that God is, in fact, three persons. Or another example would be the three-leaf clover in your front yard. God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. But of course, that falls short as well because all those three leaves on the clover are really still the same one clover. And of course, we know there are three separate persons as well. So you can look online and search for all kinds of different ideas about exactly what the Trinity is. But of course, all of them fall short. All of them fall short because our God is too great, too awesome, too wonderful for us to understand. And I think that's exactly the way it's supposed to be. God is supposed to be something bigger and greater and more amazing and awesome than we are. And so that's something that we can really hang our hats on and trust that God is a being who is mightier and more powerful than you and I. And so we can trust that just as he is greater than us, he can solve our problems and help us in greater ways than we can possibly imagine. The Athanasian Creed was something that was written in defense of the Trinity and the doctrine of the Trinity way back in the 3rd and 4th century AD. And I think especially some of these passages here from the Athanasian Creed describe to us exactly what the Trinity is and exactly how beyond our understanding it is. This is found on page 53 in your Lutheran hymnal. It says, such as the Father is, such is the Son, and such is the Holy Ghost. The Father uncreate, the Son uncreate, and the Holy Ghost uncreate. The Father incomprehensible, the Son incomprehensible, and the Holy Ghost incomprehensible. The Father eternal, the Son eternal, and the Holy Ghost eternal. And yet there are not three eternals, but one eternal. As there are not three uncreated, nor three incomprehensibles, but one uncreated and one incomprehensible. So likewise, the Father is almighty, the Son almighty, and the Holy Ghost almighty. And yet there are not three almighties, but one almighty. So the Father is God, the Son is God, and the Holy Ghost is God. And yet there are not three gods, but one God. It's almost too much for our minds to understand. One of my favorite stories is about a church father who was walking down the beach one day, and he saw a little boy digging a hole in the sand. And he asked the little boy, what are you doing? And the boy said, I'm putting the ocean into this sand hole in the sand. Of course, the church father laughed at first, and then he understood that's exactly what he and what you and I are trying to do when we try to comprehend the Trinity. We're trying to take the entire ocean that is God and cram it into the tiny little hole in the sand that you and I call our minds. We are sinful human beings, unable to truly comprehend the might and awesomeness of our God. And so it's for us to take our reason, to set it aside, and to trust that God is who he says he is, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, that he has worked salvation for us since the beginning of time, and that through the sacrifice of our Savior Jesus Christ and the working of the Spirit in our hearts, we have life in his name. So today I'd like to close with a wonderful Trinity hymn, hymn 243. It's entitled, Oh That I Had a Thousand Voices. And what I really love about this hymn is the first and the last verse, verses 1 and 5, deal with exactly how I react to the wonderful doctrine of the Trinity and the salvation won for me through these persons of my God. And then those verses in the middle, 2, 3, and 4, outline specifically the works of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Oh, that I had a thousand voices to praise my God with thousand tongues. My heart, which in the Lord rejoices, would then proclaim in grateful songs to all, wherever I might be, the great things God hath done for me. Dear Father, endless praise I render for soul and body strangely joined. I praise thee, guardian, kind and tender, for all the noble joys I find so richly spread on every side. And freely for my use supplied. I praise thee, Savior, whose compassion did bring thee down to ransom me. Thy pitying heart sought my salvation, though keenest woes were heaped on thee. Brought me from bondage full release, made me thine own, and gave me peace. Glory and praise still onward reaching be thine, O Spirit of all grace, whose holy power and faithful teaching give me among thy saints a place. Whate'er of good by me is done is wrought by grace divine alone. Shall I not then be filled with gladness? Shall I not praise thee evermore and triumph over fear and sadness, even when my cup of woe runs o'er? Though heaven and earth shall pass away, thy loving kindness stands for aye. Amen. Have a wonderful week, dear friends, and remember, Emmanuel, God is with you.